You picked a good model. Probably the best one, the flagship, the one that tops the benchmarks. You pointed it at everything, planning, boilerplate, the hard algorithm, renaming variables, writing the commit message. It works. The code is good. And then the usage limit hits on a Tuesday afternoon, or the API bill lands and it's 4 times what you budgeted, and you can't quite explain where it went. Here is where it went, you paid flagship prices to rename variables. This is the most expensive habit in AI-assisted building, and almost everyone has it. Not because it's stupid, because it's convenient. One model, one chat, one mental model. The problem is that one model for everything treats every task as if it were equally hard, and charges you as if it were equally hard, when the truth is that most of what a coding session actually consists of is cheap work wearing an expensive coat. The evergreen idea, work has a difficulty shape, and so should your spending. Strip away the model names and prices, which change monthly, and one thing stays true, a software task is not one thing. It's a sequence of subtasks with wildly different difficulty. A single feature might contain genuinely hard reasoning, the architecture, the tricky concurrency, the algorithm that has to be correct, the security-sensitive path. Getting this wrong is expensive downstream. You want the best brain you can afford here. Ordinary construction, CRUD endpoints, wiring, the fourth similar React component, a migration that looks like the last 5. A competent mid-term model does this cleanly. Mechanical churn, renames, formatting, moving a function, writing a doc string, updating an import. Almost any model does this correctly, and thinking harder about it buys you nothing. Review and verification, checking the cheap models work, hunting for the subtle bug. This one's a strong, skeptical reader, but only after the cheap work is done. The single model habit ignores this shape entirely. It runs the whole sequence, hard, ordinary, mechanical, review, through the same expensive engine at the same high effort. You're not paying for capability, you're paying for capability you didn't need on that turn. The fix is a mindset, not a tool, match the model and the effort level to the difficulty of the task in front of you. Route the hard 20% to the strong model, and everything else to something cheaper. This is the whole thesis of this series, and everything else, metering, caching, effort tiles, the challenger models, is detailed underneath it. Figure class equals T infographic. SVG view box equals 00760330, role equals IMG, Aurea label by equals cost spread title, XMLNS equals style equals width 100%, height auto, font family, man rope, system UI, sans serif. Title ID equals cost spread title, output price per million tokens across the current model lineup, July 2026/title. Style. .te bar, fill, current color. .telbl, font size, 13px, fill, current color. .tevel, font size, 13px, font weight, 600, fill, current color. .tecap, font size, 11px, opacity, 0.7, fill, current color. / style. Gtransform equals, translate, 150.20. Text x equals, -140, y equals 0, plus equals, tlbl, fable 5, flagship, / text. Rect x equals 0, y equals, -12, width equals, 480, height equals, 15, plus equals, tebar, opacity equals, 0.95, /. Text x equals, 488, y equals 0, plus equals, tevel, $50.00, / text. Text x equals, -140, y equals, 30, plus equals, tlbl, gpt, 5.6 sol, / text. Rect x equals 0, y equals 18, width equals 288, height equals 15, plus equals tebar, opacity equals 0.88, /. Text x equals 296, y equals 30, plus equals tevel, $30.00, / text. Text x equals, -140, y equals 60, plus equals tlbl, opus 4.8, / text. Rect x equals 0, y equals 48, width equals 240, height equals 15, plus equals tebar, opacity equals 0.8, /. Text x equals 248, y equals 60, plus equals tevel, $25.00, / text. Text x equals, -140, y equals 90, plus equals tlbl, gpt, 5.6 tera, / text. Rect x equals 0, y equals 78, width equals 144, height equals 15, class equals te bar, opacity equals 0.72, forward slash. Text x equals 152, y equals 90, class equals TEVAL, $15.00, slash text. Text x equals dash 140, y equals 120, class equals TELBL, Sonnet 5, workhorse, slash text. Rect x equals 0, y equals 108, width equals 96, height equals 15, class equals TEBA, opacity equals 0.64, forward slash. Text x equals 104, y equals 120, class equals TEVAL, $10.00, slash text. Text x equals dash 140, y equals 150, class equals TELBL, GPT 5.6 Luna, slash text. Rect x equals 0, y equals 138, width equals 57.6, height equals 15, class equals TEBA, opacity equals 0.56, forward slash. Text x equals 66, y equals 150, class equals TEVAL, $6.00, slash text. Text x equals dash 140, y equals 180, class equals TELBL, IQ 4.5, light, slash text. Rect x equals 0, y equals 168, width equals 48, height equals 15, class equals TEBA, opacity equals 0.5, forward slash. Text x equals 56, y equals 180, class equals TEVAL, $5.00, slash text. Text x equals dash 140, y equals 210, class equals TELBL, GLM 5.2, challenger, slash text. Rect x equals 0, y equals 198, width equals 42.2, height equals 15, class equals TEBA, opacity equals 0.44, forward slash. Text x equals 50, y equals 210, class equals TEVAL, $4.40, slash text. Text x equals dash 140, y equals 240, class equals TELBL, DeepSeek V4 flash, slash text. Rect x equals 0, y equals 228, width equals 2.7, height equals 15, class equals TEBA, opacity equals 0.4, forward slash. Text x equals 11, y equals 240, class equals TEVAL, $0.28, slash text. Text x equals dash 140, y equals 282, class equals TECAP, output $1M tokens, as of July 19, 2026. Sonnet 5 intro pricing to August 31, 2026, then $15, slash text. Text x equals dash 140, y equals 298, class equals TECAP, top to bottom spends 180x. Fable is the new ceiling, the challenges, the floor, slash text. Slash G. Slash SVG. Slash figure. The current state, as of July 19, 2026. Numbers move fast in this market, the lineups below only settled in the last fortnight, so treat this block as a dated snapshot. The framework above is what lasts. All figures are API price per 1 million tokens, input slash output, confirmed against vendor and aggregator pricing pages in July 2026, sources at the foot. As of July 19, 2026. Anthropic, handover lineup Fable Opus Sonnet Haiku. Claude Fable 5, $10/$50. New Mythos class flagship, built for planning, architecture and frontier agentic work. Claude Opus 4.8, $5/$25. Premium Reasoning, the heavy code workhorse. Claude Sonnet 5, $2/$10, introductory, rising to $3/$15 after August 31, 2026. Claude Haiku 4.5, $1/$5. Light tier for mechanical churn. OpenAI, GPT 5.6 handover Sol Terra Luna, GA July 9, 2026. Sol, $5/$30. Premium Frontier. Terra, $2.50/$15. Balance default. Luna, $1/$6. Cost efficient worker. The challenges, cheap, capable, not yet app-wide. GLM 5.2, GPU, $1.40/$4.40. Kimi K3, Moonshot, $3.00/$15. DeepSeek V4 Flash, $0.14/$0.28. Two levers cut all of these further, prompt caching, cached input roughly minus 90% on the majors, and the batch API, minus 50%. More on those in later articles. Look at the spread. Fable's output, $50, is 5 times Sonnet 5's intro rate, and the flagships, Fable, Sol, Opus, run 90 times to 180 times the price of DeepSeek V4 Flash. If you run a full build session, where realistically 60 to 70% of the tokens are ordinary or mechanical, entirely through a flagship, you are paying that multiplier on the majority of your work. That's the leak. What routing looks like in practice. Here's one worked example, deliberately one example, not the one true way. Say you're building a feature end-to-end. 1. Plan and architecture a strong reasoning model. This is where Anthropic's new Fable 5, or GPT-A 5.6 Sol, earns its price, a small number of tokens with enormous leverage. Spend here without flinching. 2. The hard, correctness-critical code of flagship at high effort, Opus 4.8 or Sol. The concurrency, the money math, the auth path. 3. The ordinary construction drop to a workhorse, Sonnet 5 or GPT-A 5.6 Terra. The endpoints, the components, the wiring. Cheaper and completely capable. 4. QA and review race back to a strong model to check the workhorse's output. A skeptical senior reader catches what the cheaper model missed. This is the counterintuitive move, cheap to write, expensive to check. 5. Executing the reviews fixes drop again, Haiku 4.5, Luna, or a challenger. Applying a clear list of corrections is mechanical. The pattern isn't, cheap equals good. It's spend on judgment, save on typing. The expensive turns are the ones where being wrong is costly, design decisions and verification. The cheap turns are the ones where the answer is basically determined and you're just producing it. If you only ever remember one rule from this whole series, make it that. Where the challenges actually fit. The Chinese open-weight and low-cost models, GLM, Kimi, DeepSeek, Qwen, have become genuinely good, and their prices are not a rounding error against the majors. GLM 5.2's output is over 5 times cheaper than Opus 4.8, and DeepSeek V4 Flash is cheaper than almost anything with a pulse. Even Kimi's newest flagship, K3, sits well under the Western frontier on input. But cheaper per token is not the same as ready-to-own your build. As of mid-2026, the honest picture is, these models are excellent worker turns, bulk generation, transformation, cost-sensitive batch jobs, first drafts you're going to review anyway, and they're a legitimate way to run the cheaply lane of a project. Where they still lag the majors is the connective tissue, tool use reliability inside agent harnesses, IDE integration, and the ecosystem maturity that lets a model drive a long, multi-step build without supervision. That's a directional judgment from practitioner reports, not a benchmark, so test on your own workload before betting a project on it. Use this cheap muscle behind a capable orchestrator, though, they can quietly cut a bill in half. The playbook. You don't need tooling to start. You need to stop defaulting to the flagship. A checklist you can adopt today. Set a default workhorse, not a default flagship. Reach for Sonnet 5 or GPT or 5.6 Terra first. Escalate to Opus, Sol, or Fable deliberately, when the task earns it, not by habit. Name your hard 20% before you start. At the top of a task, decide which parts genuinely need the strong model. Route the rest down. Write cheap, review expensive. Generate with a workhorse, verify with a flagship. Never the other way around. Push mechanical churn to the light tier or a challenger. Renames, formatting, doc strings, boilerplate migrations, Haiku, Luna, GLMA, or DeepSeek Flash will do it correctly for sense. Turn the effort dial down when the answer is determined. High reasoning effort on a rename is pure waste, its own article, next in this series. Recheck prices monthly. This market reprices constantly, two whole flagship lineups, Fable, and GPT of 5.6 Sol, Terra, Luna, landed in the weeks before this was written. What's optimal in July may not be in September. The Sonnet 5 intro pricing cliff, August 31, 2026, is a live example. None of this makes your code worse. Done right, it often makes it better, because you're spending your best model's attention on the decisions that matter instead of diluting it across busy work. The cooler take. Here's where we part ways with the internet. The token optimization crowd treats all of this as an accounting problem, shave cents off every call, screenshot the savings, feel clever. That's small thinking, and it quietly keeps you busy instead of making you money. The contrarian truth, the cheapest token is the one you never spend, because the work was designed not to need a chat turn at all. Routing models by difficulty is table stakes. The real leverage in applied AI isn't picking a cheaper model to babysit all day, it's building a system where the model is called once, deterministically, inside a workflow that runs itself. A well-routed manual session is still a person burning hours in a chat window. An automated pipeline that calls the right model at the right moment, unattended, is an asset that earns while you sleep. For a South African business owner, that distinction is the whole game. The budget you free up by routing well shouldn't just make your existing habit cheaper, it should be reinvested into automating the workflow around it, so the AI compounds. Every rand saved funds the next system that earns. Do it that way and token economy discipline stops being a cost-cutting chore and becomes a growth engine. That's the cooler bet, not cheaper AI, but AI that grows the business, which is exactly what the harness at the end of the series is built to do. Where this is heading. Everything above is manual, you, deciding turn by turn. It works, and it's where everyone should start, because the judgment is the point. But doing it by hand every session is exactly the kind of repetitive discipline that begs to be automated. That's the direction the series is building toward, a background harness that watches the task in front of you and routes it, the right model, the right effort, the right lane, without you thinking about it, and an estimator that tells you upfront whether a build should be done quickly, optimally, or cheaply. We'll get there. For now, start with the habit, not the tool, stop paying flagship prices for cheap work. Verify the current numbers before you act on them, in this market, as of July 2026, has a short shelf life. Sources, July 2026. Anthropic Pricing, Fable 5, Opus, Sonnet, Haiku, platform.claude.com/docs, BenchLM. OpenAI GPT for 5.6 Sol, Terra, Luna, OpenAI Help Center, Fin out. GLM/C.AI, docs.C.AI Pricing. Kimi K3, Open Router. DeepSeek, API-docs.deepseek.com Pricing. Prices are point in time and change frequently. Confirm against the vendor pages before making budget decisions. Refresh July 19, 2026 to the GPT of 5.6, Sol, Terra, Luna, and Claude Fable 5 lineups.